Perek Mem. These are the events that happened right after the Hurban with Yirmiyah. Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher haya Yirmiyah meet Adonai. The word that came to Yirmiyah from Hashem. This word will never see being spoken. Radak and others say that it's not until the middle of Perek Mem Bet that we finally get this prophecy. This is after Nebuzaradan sent him from Ramah, when he had taken him from where he had been bound in chains, amongst the exile of Yerushalayim, amongst the people, Yehuda Mugdim Bavela, were being exiled to Babel. Meaning he's amongst the people in chains. And this Nebuah is after he was removed from those chains. Pasuk Bet. Vayikach Rav HaTabachim liYirmiyahu. Rav HaTabachim takes Yirmiyahu. Vayomer Elav. Adonai Elohecha Diber Et Ra'ah Zot Al Makom Hazeh. Your God spoke the evil unto this city, to this place. Pasuk Gimel. Vayaveh Vayask Adonai Kasher Diber. And he has spoken. Ki Hatatem LaAdonai. You sinned to your God. You didn't listen to his voice. And therefore this thing has come upon you. Pasuk Dalet. I have released you from your chains. Asher al yadecha. That are on your hands. If you want to come with me to Bavel, bo, come. I will put my eye on you. Nebuchadnezzar is promising him through Nebuchadnezzar that he'll take care of him. And if it's bad for you to come to Bavel, hadal, stop. The whole land's in front of you. Right? To any place you wish to go, you can go. Pasuke. Ve'odenu lo yashuv. Right? He had not yet turned away. Vishuva el Gedalia ben Ahikam ben Shavan asher hefkid melech Bavel bari Yehuda. Vishev ito betoch ha'am o el kol hayashar b'enecha lalechet lech v'yiten lo rav ha'tabachim arucha u'maset v'yishalecheu. So the Radak explains this pasuk like this. He had not yet turned, and already Nebuzaradan realized that he does not want to go to Bavel. He wants to stay in Yehuda. So then he advises him. Shuva, even though I told you go anywhere, I'm advising you, Shuva el Gedalia ben Ahikam, go to Gedalia ben Ahikam in Shafan, that Melech Bavel has appointed on Rei Yehuda, v'shevi to b'tocham, and sit amongst him, amongst the people. Or, el kol yashar b'necha lalechet lech. Or if you, that's my advice, but if you don't want to do that, you can go anywhere you wish. V'yiten lo rav tabahim, arucha mas'et, he gave him, portions to... gifts and portions to survive. Vayishal how he sent him. Pasuk Vav. Vayavo Yirmiyahu Gedalia ben Ahikam haMitzpah. He went to Gedalia ben Ahikam in the place called Mitzpah. Vayeshiv ito betoch ha'am hanishalim ba'aretz. He sat with him amongst the people that stayed in Eretz Yehuda. Pasuk Zayin. Vayishmeu kol sarei hayalim asher basadeh hema ba'ansheihem ki hefkid melech Bavel. All the officers and the soldiers that were in the fields, assumingly in hiding, and their people, their groups. Kifkid Melech Bavel et Gedalia ben Ahikam ba'aretz, that Melech Bavel appointed Gedalia ben Ahikam in the land. Ve'evchid oto anashim v'nashim v'taf. And he appointed them over men, women, children, umidalat ha'aretz, the poor people of the land, masher lo huglu b'avela, that were not exiled to Bavel. Pasuk het. Ve'yavo el Gedalia mitzpata. They all came to Gedalia mitzpata. And the important people that came, the officers, Ve'Yishmael ben Netanya, ve'Yohanan, ve'Yonatan ben Qareyah, two brothers. Usraya ben Tanhumet, u'bnei Ifai Hantofati, ve'Zaniyahu ben Machati, hema ben Shem. These are people that joined Gedaliah. Ve'Yishava lahem Gedaliah ben Ahikam ben Shafan. Gedaliah ben Ahikam swore to them. U'lan Shem and their people in more, don't fear worshipping or serving the Kasdim. Shivu ba'aretz, sit in the land, serve Melech Bavel, and he'll do good for you. Pasuk Yud, v'ani neni yoshev b'mitzpah. I am sitting in mitzpah. La'amod lifnei ha-kasdim. I could stand before the Bavlim, asher yavo elenu, that would come to us. Ve'atem isfu yayin v'chayitz v'shemen v'simu b'klichem u'shvu b'alichem asher tefastem. Store wine and fruits and oil, store it in your containers, settle in your cities that you occupied. Gedaliah is also telling him that he has the power to stand in front of the Kasdi, meaning go directly to the king in case some local Kasdi ruler or governor or underling of it would try and abuse them. He has the power to go directly in front of them, in front of the Kasdim in Babel, to intercede on their behalf. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Begam kol yehudim asher b'Moav u'bnei Amon u'be'edom. People that the Jews that went into Moab, Ammon, and Edom, who these were part of an anti-Babel alliance, they hid there. Vashir b'chol ha'aratzot, all of the nations, shame'u ki natan melech ha'Babel shirit li'Yehuda. They said there's a remnant in Yehuda. V'chivkita lehem et Gedaliah ben Ahikam ben Shafan. He appointed on him Gedaliah ben Ahikam ben Shafan. V'yashuvu kol ha'yehudim mekol ha'mekomot. All the Jews from all the places gathered, asher nidehu sham, that were scattered. They came to Yehuda, El Gedaliah, to Gedaliah Mitzpata, in Mitzvah, Yasfu Yayin, V'Kayitz HaBemeon. They gathered wine and fruits, a lot. So it seems that there is a remnant. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'Yohanan ben Chareach, V'chol Sarei HaYadim Asher V'Sadeh, Ba'u El Gedaliah, Gedaliah HaMitzpata. Yohanan ben Chareach, and all the soldiers, they came to Gedaliah in Mitzvah, and they tell him, ויאמרו אליו, הידוע תדע כי בעליס מלך בני עמון שלח את ישמעאל בן נתניהו להכותך נפש. We have an intelligence gathering, that we know that בעליס מלך בן עמון is sending ישמעאל בן נתניהו to kill you. ולא האמין להם גדליה בן אחיקם. He didn't believe them. בעליס מלך עמון was an enemy of Nebuchadnezzar. As I mentioned earlier, he was the part of an anti-Bavli alliance. And he was also therefore opposed to Gedaliah, who is a officer appointed at the whim of Melech Babel. So Yishmael was a member of the anti-Babel faction, the military faction. And therefore Baalis approaches Yishmael, and they're still attempting to foment a rebellion against Babel with the allies, Ammon and those other allies. I mean, the militant faction still has not given up their position. And so therefore, the first step would be to murder Gedaliah and create a rebellion. And that's this plan of this faction. However, most of the other people, Yohanan ben Kareach and others, realize this at this point it's futile. So they try and come to warn Gedaliah, but he doesn't accept the warning, and he assumes that they're doing it out of jealousy to Yishmael. Pasuk Tedvav, Yohanan ben Kareach amar al Gedaliah baseter. They told him now privately. He said, listen, maybe you publicly don't want to oppose Ishmael. Maybe it'll make you look bad, and for the people you're killing another Jew. But let me tell you something. I'll go kill him privately. No one will know. Why should he kill you? Everything, this remnant that's gathering to you, they'll all be scattered away. The leftover of Yehuda will be gone. Pasuk Tetzayin, V'yomer Gedaliah ben Ahikam el Yohanan ben Kareach, Al ta'asit davar hazeh, don't do this. Ki sheker ata dover Yishmael. You're lying about Yishmael, meaning he assumed it was out of jealousy.